You are listening to Gangland Wire, hosted by former Kansas City Police Intelligence Unit Detective Gary Jenkins.
Hey guys, all you wiretappers out there, this is a bonus episode of Gangland Wire. One more episode in the long string of free episodes dating back almost 4 years. I have to check out when that 4 year anniversary is. It's coming up sometime this spring, March or April, I can't remember exactly. I do ask your forgiveness during this particular episode. I'm going to start off with a little ask for money. I know we start off with a lot of the podcasts with the usual intro promo. I'm changing that to not have a big ask every time. But every once in a while, I'm going to have a bonus episode. And I want to remind you that I now have a Venmo account. I have come into the 21st century, an old codger like me. And with that Venmo account, if you happen to have one, you can buy me a cup of Starbucks coffee once in a great while. Kind of reminds me of the story of an old girlfriend. I mentioned to her one time that McDonald's coffee tastes just as good as Starbucks coffee, according to a blind taste test I read about. She replied, "I'm not a McDonald's type of girl. I'm a Starbucks kind of girl." So we always went to Starbucks. I think you get the gist there. So if you will support me in this work by buying me a Starbucks coffee once in a while on your Venmo account, my code name on that or whatever you send the money to, I've only done it with my granddaughter so far, is all one word, Gangland Wire. Or you can always go to my website, www.ganglandwire.com, click on the shop button and make a donation or buy my movie or buy my book. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And now on with my bonus episode. So wiretappers, we're going to go to the little town or little community of Blue Island in southwest Chicago. It's down by, it's north of Chicago Heights, a little bit west and north of Calumet City, south and west of downtown, like I said, right off of, looks like I-57. We're going to look in at 13136 Southwestern Avenue in Blue Island. We'll find Alfred Konecki. He was the president of F.W. Konecki & Sons Company, which was a tobacco distribution company. They would take packages, cartons and cases of cigarettes around for distribution to different places. A couple of his drivers reported that they had noticed a truck, kind of a van kind of a truck, marked Unity Refrigeration, had been following their delivery vehicles around. And they had looked out, and that truck was parked near the Konecki garage at that time. So Mr. Konecki calls Chicago PD, and they assign a couple of detectives to come out and investigate, Detective Bernard Kennedy and George Haneke, kind of a close name to Konecki, but I guess another one of those big, long German names. After the detectives respond, they set up a surveillance down the street, and they must have called Mr. Konecki by phone and let him know that they were set, because he then dispatched one of the trucks. One of his employees, and Elmer Jepson, left. As soon as Mr. Jepson left in the delivery truck, the Unity Refrigeration truck pulled out and started following it north, and kept following it north and north, and went up to 87th Street. And about that time, the detectives noticed that a passenger car was also following the Unity Refrigeration truck. So there was a triple surveillance going on here, double surveillance. I didn't know what it is. So first thing they did was stop the car that was following the Unity Refrigeration truck. They found it was driven by Robert Bradshaw, a salesman for the Konecki Company, and he had already stopped. So he had picked up a traffic patrolman somewhere along the way. He claimed he was following the delivery truck and behind the Unity Refrigeration truck because he had learned of this suspicious truck following their truck. It gets kind of confusing, doesn't it? The detectives eventually, he let them go right away, and once they got him identified, when they caught up with the Unity Refrigeration truck, which was still following the Konecki delivery truck, they were at 79th Street and Washtenaw Avenue. When they pulled over the Unity Refrigeration truck, they approached it in the usual way, guns drawn, one officer on the passenger side, one officer on the driver's side, and ordered the three occupants out. And guess who they found inside that truck? Our old friend, Chicago Outfit associate, this is early in his career, Frank Sweese. He was 22 years old at the time. newspaper reported he was living at 522 West 29th Street. I'm not sure where that is. You Chicago guys might even live in that neighborhood and want to drive by and see if it's still there. Early address on Frank Suisse. Stanley Bajic, who was 30 years old, lived at 3755 Emerald Avenue. He was an ex-con also. And a Sam Cienceo, 26 years old, of 6843 South Wood Street. They had absolutely no explanation for what they were doing. The officers checked the inside of the truck. They found two .38 caliber revolvers, and they found a police scanner that was tuned to Chicago PD frequencies so they could monitor the police frequencies. Took them in and interrogated them. If you want to check Mike Burns' Facebook page, the Chicago Outfit, old and current news articles, you'll find the original article in here. There's a pretty good picture of Stanley Bajic, Sam CSCO, and Frank Suisse being questioned by a Lieutenant Frank O'Sullivan of the Detective Bureau. Of course, they really didn't have a case on them, but they did send a message that, yeah, we know who you are, and you probably better leave Alfred Konecki's tobacco distribution alone. Of course, more than likely, and this is Chicago, more than likely somebody then came back around to Mr. Konecki and said, hey, I understand you're having problems with people stealing from your trucks. Well, yeah, so what? Well, you know, we can handle that. You know, these are just young guys. We can take care of these guys. Just a little bit of money, a couple of C notes a week, and hey, we can handle these guys. You won't have any more trouble. That's how they do business in Chicago many times, and that was back in 1954, and everybody in every major city in the United States, if they've somehow rubbed up against the mob, that's how they had to do business. You could not depend on local police. The FBI was not interested. This actually happened in 1954, March the 24th. Wiretappers, I hope you enjoyed that little story. It's a little story about hijacking cigarette trucks in the 50s by the Chicago Outfit and the very early career of Frank Suisse, who would go on to become a feared killer and a very important guy. He's the guy that extorted money from the porn shops that Red Wimette talks about in his book. So I suggest that you Google Red, R-E-D, Wimette, W-E-M-E-T-T-E. You can find out firsthand knowledge about Frank Suisse. So if you have a loved one or a family member or friend that has a problem with drugs or alcohol, make your first call to First Call. Call 816-361-5900 or go to their website, www.firstcallkc.org. And if you want to support this podcast, please, please use your Venmo app, buy me a cup of Starbucks every once in a while, or go to my website, www.ganglandwire.com. Go to the shop page, make a donation through PayPal or with your credit card. You can become a regular subscriber to it, or you can buy my book, or you can buy my movie. Good night, folks.
Music provided by our good friend and super fan from Portland, Oregon, Casey McBride. Thanks, Casey.